Micha Parag Aleph, Pasuk Vav. Micha is talking both to Shomron and to Yerushalayim about what's coming. And you're not going to like it. Dr. Mendel Hirsch, son of Rav Shamshal Fala Hirsch, says about this that the splitting that's being talked about is part of the problem. The choices with each individual, the absence of a serious attitude towards life, the careless indifference towards the exact fulfillment of mitzvos, has its roots in the division of public life from private life. By going to private bamos instead of the public Beis HaMikdash together, Rav Moshe, I know, talks about house minyanim, and this is not to condemn anybody's personal behavior. I've davened at house minyanim myself. But Rav Moshe says not to do it. If you have a Beis HaKnesses, you need to really go there. You can't split up private and public. You have to be the same in both places. And for the Jews who are doing Avodah Zarah, there's definitely no excuse. Samti Shomron Le'i HaSodeh L'Mata'e Chorem. I'm going to make Samaria into a mound in the field, because that was the cause of the sins of Yaakov, of the 10 tribes. I'll destroy the city so there's just heaps of stones or dirt remaining. He uses King Shalmaneser, who besieges Shomron for 3 years and then captures it, exiles the inhabitants, puts foreign nationals in. We've never quite gotten over that. I'm going to make it a place to plant vineyards, L'matoi Chorem. It won't be a city anymore. It was built up in a mountain, but the mountains are actually pretty good for vines and wine country. V'higarti lagai avoneha. I will roll away its stones to the valley. V'sodeha agale. And lay bare its foundations. So the city is going to be no more, and everything's going to just be rolled off. There's going to be nothing left of it. The image of stones rolling down into a valley, because Shomron was, of course, on the mountainside. Total collapse. A rock slide where there used to be a city. The Chol Pesileha and all of its graven images, Yukatu, they're going to be crushed. The Chol Esnaneha, Yisarfu Voish. All of its Esnan is the hire of a harlot, is the hire, the money paid for immorality, all of its cheating, so it's Avodah Zarah as well, are going to be burned with fire. When the Assyrians take the city, they just burn it all down. They're furious with the inhabitants who would never give up and who withheld themselves from the siege. V'chalatzabeha osim shemama. All of its idols I'm going to lay waste. Ki me'es nanzo na kibatza. Because from the pay of harlots, it gathered. So all these riches came from Avodah Zarah, but also from immorality, rampant immorality. That the harlot takes the money that was given to her. We forbid that to be used for any Kodesh purposes, because it's tainted. The money is tainted in the way that it was appropriated, and it's tainted in what she uses it for. So they used to lavish gifts in honor of the idols. And now these lavish gifts are going to be taken back by idol worshippers, say Rashi and Radak. Kimi esnan zona kibatzavad esnan zona yoshuvu. It was the hire of cheating, of harlotry, of zanus with Avodah Zarah, and that's where it's going to return to. It's where it came from, after all. Ches alzos espida ve'i lila. Concerning this, I'm going to lament and wail, says the Navi. He himself now is going to wail for the sake of all the Jews being led away in captivity, for the sake of the terrible things happening to the Jews. Think about what's happening in anti-Semitism in our world right now. And it's got parallels. Elecha sholal ve'arom. I will go mad. And I'll be naked. I'll be without clothing. I'll be like mentally deranged. I won't even notice my state. You tear your clothing off you. You don't even notice the fact that you're stripped and naked, bereft of garments, bereft of any defense, bereft of any excuse for all of this that's going on. Esem mispeid katanim. I'll make a wailing like jackals, like hyenas. They have voices that hoot and holler like somebody who's crying and weeping. The Avel kivnos yanoch. and mourning like ostriches, which apparently have a crazy call that sounds like a screaming person. You ever hear some of those cats at night in Brooklyn? It's the closest thing we have. When you hear wailing and screaming, you think it's a baby. It's just an animal, but it's an animal that sounds like terrible suffering. Teski anusha makoseha. Because her wound is grievous. She is mortally ill from her wounds. Ki va'a ad Yehuda. It has come up to Yehuda. Naga ad sha'arami ad Yerushalayim. It has reached the gate of my people up to Yerushalayim. Now, these are, of course, self-inflicted wounds. But in this case, we're also talking about from Cherev, Dever, sword, famine, Ra'av, pestilence. You know, there's a whole Gemara I use in a shiur I gave about Jewish hostages being taken. And there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that uses all of these terrible sufferings and then says being a hostage is worse than all of them. Because then you are subject to disease and famine, and they starve you, and they kill you, and they attack you with swords, and they torture you. So that even reaches Yerushalayim when the time comes. Yud begas al tagidu. Don't declare this in Gas. Don't go over to Gas and talk about this, because the Philistines are going to be dancing up and down. All those possibly untrue stories about 9/11 and the celebrations about what happened. Well, that would definitely happen if we talk about something terrible happening to the Jews. Certainly there were great celebrations on October 7th in communities around the world that are anti-Jewish and enjoy Jewish suffering. Bacho al tivku. Do not weep. Don't do your lamentation, because then they will glory in this, in your suffering. Beveis la'afra afar hispaloshti. Hispaloshis, I think. It's a kriuksiv. I got to try to make sure I read it right. In the houses of Ophrah, wallow in the dust. Every house in Ophrah, which is then laid waste, these are suburbs. They're not necessarily in the city. But hispaloshi, sorry, that's the kriuksiv. There's no tough, which is a play on pilishti, a similar way. So roll around in the dust, scatter dust on your head, put offer on your head because you're in mourning.